And since we're talking about all things French, the Tour de France gets underway this weekend, but not in France. This year, cycling's biggest race starts in Britain, in Yorkshire. For cycling fans, this isn't a big surprise. It's the 20th time the organizers have started the race outside of France. The idea is to give other people a chance to see the Tour race through their streets. And our colleague at the BBC, Matthew Slater, says people in Yorkshire are going all out.
Yorkshire has embraced this race, has engaged with this race in a way that I've never seen before. I've seen quite a few tours now, and I know I'm a little bit biased, but Yorkshire has grasped the spirit of the Tour. There isn't an abandoned bicycle anywhere in Yorkshire anymore. They've all been spray-painted yellow and nailed to the sides of buildings. There's bunting everywhere. Every village, school, business has put on some sort of show, some sort of land art, some sort of way of marking the Tour's visit here. It is absolutely breathtaking.
I've heard there's even some painted sheep.
Oh, painted sheep, painted packers. People have been building kind of replica Eiffel Towers in their back gardens. Squares have been turned into French market gardens. It's just the most incredible response, really, to this race. And it's getting a great reaction from the riders. It's getting an amazing reaction from the organisers of the tour. Foreign broadcasters love it. So this is very much about Yorkshire putting its best foot forward.
I read that a butcher actually created a bicycle out of pork meat, which I thought was pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've had things like schools spending presumably days, weeks when they could have been learning stuff to create sort of incredible kind of moving human bicycle images. There's been land art painted all over the sides of hills. You name it. I mean, it's just been such a pleasure and a joy, really. Certainly as a journalist, there have been stories everywhere. It's been so easy to cover this event.
So it sounds like Yorkshire has a lot of just native pride and that's really expressing itself over this Tour de France.
Well, I think that's exactly it. I mean, Yorkshire's quite an unusual place in the UK. It's probably a bit like Texas in US terms. I mean, it's the biggest county, you know, our county, our states are called counties. It's very proud of itself. It often refers to itself as God's own county.
God's own county.
Hmm. The rest of the country sometimes thinks they're kind of maybe sort of blowhards a bit. You know, they're a lot of bluster. But there's a lot of natural beauty here. There's a lot of integrity, a lot of grit. Yorkshire people are sort of famously kind of gritty. There's a lot of kind of natural, earthy humour here. And there is enormous regional pride. There's no doubt about it. There is enormous regional pride here. So it's a really, really good partner for something like the Tour de France.
And I know that a former British champion, Sir Bradley Wiggins, is not in the race. So I'm curious who the Brits are going to be cheering for.
Well, that has been one of the stories, I guess, of build-up. Sir Bradley Wiggins was the first Brit to win this race. He won in 2012. He was already a very famous man. He'd won lots of Olympic medals. And immediately after winning the tour, 1 week later, he won a gold medal in London. He also opened the Olympic ceremony. And at the end of that year, was knighted. So he is pretty much not just the most famous cyclist we've got. He's one of the most famous sports people we've got. Now, he has a bit of an issue at his team. There's a bit of a personality clash. And he's slightly unfortunate in that the following year, i.e. last year, the second Brit ever to win it won it, Chris Froome. So his team has two great champions. And cycling is a team sport. And they don't quite work together. They're dynamic in the team. So Froome has been picked and Wiggins hasn't. Now, Froome is less famous. He's perhaps less popular, I guess, than Wiggins. So, you know, it's been an interesting selection. I think the public will still get behind Froome. We love a Brit. We love a winner. And there's another great British rider here called Mark Cavendish. He's got a very good chance of winning the first stage on Saturday. So we've got Brits that we can cheer for.
Matthew Slater is the BBC's Tour de France correspondent. We've been talking to him from Yorkshire. Thanks so much, Matthew.
No problem at all. Cheers, then. Bye.